Hey, Sebastian Scheinman, you telephoned me on the 8th day of July. We spoke about torture by Portugal and the European Court of Human Rights and a Swedish administrative cause of action. Are you able to represent... Are you able to represent me on this administrative action? You did, yes, but I thought that you did so because you were on vacation. So do you not work on administrative law, or do you not have spare capacity?
I do work with administrative law, but I'm not sure that I remember what the case was. I know that
Well, we didn't actually speak much about it, but it is about trying to obtain access to personal data, and there is so I have contacted the Integrity of Data Agency in Sweden, IMY, and it refuses to help me to obtain personal data about me in Sweden, but it wrote that I may complain to an administrative tribunal, and I did so without an advocate or jurist sending a submission on my behalf, and but I did quote relevant European Union law on data protection, which makes it very clear that I am entitled to these data, but an administrative court in Sweden denies that I am so entitled, and I appealed to a superior administrative tribunal, and it upholds a decision to not grant me access to these data, and it stated that I could appeal within 3 weeks, but when we spoke you said that this is not a problem, even though you were on vacation, because we can just make a new administrative request, and that, virtually speaking, a three-week statute of limitations doesn't apply in administrative actions. Well, I'm sorry that I can't. I'm sorry that I can't say it exactly as it is in Swedish law, but that was a summary of my understanding of what you said. So, okay, so do you want to do that, or do you think I should... I did try to contact an original authority, but it doesn't answer. Therefore, I contacted the EMY. Okay. This problem originates from the torture in Portugal. When I was in Portugal, blocked access to a Swedish email account which I used to use, and so I attempted to, after Portugal stopped blocking this email account, I attempted to log into it but was not able to. So I asked an administrator in Sweden why was I not able to log in. And it's relevant in that I have a right to access my emails, and so I'm not able to. It's so. Yes. But in that Portugal is responsible for preventing me from able to get these emails, I want to prosecute a defendant in Portugal at a Swedish court over preventing me from getting these emails. This administrator in this X account used to be in Sweden, and a defendant in Portugal used to block access to this email account. So there is damage caused in Sweden, so a Swedish court is competent, but such a defendant is in Portugal. Swedish law can apply in such a case. I wanted to prosecute such a Portuguese defendant in Sweden because this email account provider informed me that it deleted this email account because I had stopped logging into it. So I want to. Thanks for the information anyway. So I must go to a different advocate. Thanks, Amiga. Hello.